Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because it is alive and powerful and sharp and eternal, because it's able to make you wise unto salvation, because the Word of God, the Bible, when hidden in the heart by way of memory, is able to keep you from sin, we're sharing with you the wisdom of God these days, the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit. And from some of his 3,000 Proverbs, we share with you today from chapter 19. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in speech and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who makes haste with his feet errs. The foolishness of man subverts his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will not escape. Many will entreat the favor of a generous man, and every man is a friend to him who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He who pursues them with words, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul, and he who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a slave to rule over princes. A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. He who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. A man of great anger shall bear the penalty, for if you rescue him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. What is desirable in a man is his kindness, and it is better to be a poor man than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one sleeps satisfied, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. The sluggard buries his head in the dish, and will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a scoffer, and the naive may become shrewd. But reprove one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who assaults his father and drives his mother away is a shameful and disgraceful son. Cease listening, my son, to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A rascally witness makes a mockery of justice, and the mouth of the wicked spreads iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and blows for the back of fools. May the Lord today bless once again the sharing of these words of wisdom with listeners. In the few moments we have left, let's just paraphrase a couple of those. Better to be poor and honest than rich and dishonest. It is dangerous and sinful to rush into the unknown. A man may ruin his chances by his own foolishness and then blame it on the Lord. A wealthy man has many friends. The poor man has none left. Punish false witnesses. Track down everyone. And finally, in closing, a son who mistreats his father or mother is a public disgrace. Stop listening to teaching that contradicts what you know is right. May the Lord bless these verses today to your profit. Amen.